What is up, my loves, and welcome back to the 1% Woman podcast, where we talk all things personal growth, inner work, identity shifting, leadership, health, business, and relationships. Today is one of my favorite topics to talk about because it is something that literally everyone can relate to in some type of way, and that is self-sabotage. And if you're like listening to this and you're like, girl, I don't self-sabotage, then you're flat out lying to yourself. I'm sorry, sis, you are. You're flat out lying to yourself, and you should probably go listen to some of my other episodes. Because sounds like we have some ego work to do. Honestly, if we're being honest, chances are you're here because you are self-aware enough to know that there are some places in your life that you're simply getting in your own way, where you are the common denominator of the reoccurring problems that you are facing, where you know what you need to do, but you aren't doing it, or you know you need to stop doing that one thing and you just simply can't. That is self-sabotage at its finest. And the reason that this cycle keeps on happening to you is because there's a big disconnect between your conscious and your subconscious mind. Consciously, you say that you want something, but subconsciously, there is something holding you back. And it's because 95% of our lives are run by our subconscious that you are feeling very stuck right now. It's because you have some unaligned habits. Unaligned habits that feel nearly impossible to break, or new habits that you're trying to form that simply won't stick. Ultimately, that is all that self-sabotaging is. It is habits. Habits that instead of moving you forward are holding you back. Whether you are saying that you're going to be more consistent with your content or inside of your business, but you always find an excuse for procrastination, that is self-sabotage. Or you want to be healthier, you want to change your body, but you're not being consistent enough with your nutrition and workouts to actually see the results. That is self-sabotage. Or maybe you're craving an intimate dream relationship, yet you keep on finding yourself in toxic ones. Or better yet, you are actually the source of the toxicity. You are creating the toxic environment within your relationships. You are sabotaging them. Or you desire to earn a certain amount of money, you earn the money just to spend it all away. These are all examples of self-sabotage that leave you looking back at the goals that you had set, whether it's 6 months ago, a year ago, or even headed into this new year, and think, damn, I have made literally no progress. Self-sabotage is one of the problems, isn't one of the problems that you face in your life that's just like a natural part of life. Self-sabotage are chronic problems. Problems that have become patterns that are robbing you of the life that you want. Yes, they're robbing you of the business that you want, the body, the money, the relationship. But also, how I like to see it, and honestly, more importantly, it's robbing you of your self-confidence, pride, happiness, fulfillment that comes with being who you say that you are and living up to your true potential. Which is why I am so excited to have this conversation with you guys today and really truly unpack self-sabotage down to its nitty-gritty roots. We're going to talk about what it is, why you do it, how to overcome it. So without further ado, let's dive right in. I feel like there are two different forms of self-sabotage that we can begin to break down. Number one is the self-sabotage that stops you from being able to achieve your goals in the first place. So this is the procrastination, the avoidance, the being stuck in an action, the playing small. Or there's the form of self-sabotage that stops you from being able to maintain or hold on to a level of success that you want to have. You're always stuck in this cycle of like things going great, but then it all goes away. You go straight back to where you started. Either way, whether you're stuck in this place of inaction and you're unable to achieve your goals, or you achieve things only to lose it, you are stuck unable to make progress or the changes that you want in your life. And the reason this is happening is because you have hit your energetic baseline. I did an entire episode around this idea of your quote-unquote upper limit. This is a concept shared by Gay Hendricks inside of his book, The Big Leap. Basically, it's this idea that we all have a certain level of good that we are comfortable with experiencing. A ceiling of the amount of success, happiness, love that we are able to have and to hold. This upper limit, this baseline, this ceiling, is determined by your belief systems. It's determined by your identity, specifically what you believe yourself to be worthy of, which if you ask me, in my opinion, that belief of what you feel like you're worthy of usually dictates all of the other beliefs that you have about yourself, and usually the biggest driver or former of what your self-concept is, what your identity is. What happens is you gain something, and then you get in your own way. You find a way to mess it up. Or no matter how much effort you're putting into the good habits that you have, you still have a few bad ones that are continuing to weigh you down and hold you back at that same level that feels safe and that feels familiar, that you feel like you are worthy of. This is the cycle that keeps you stuck. And I would venture to add a component to Hendrix's upper limit theory and say that honestly, the longer that you allow yourself to remain in the feeling of stuck where you are right now, underachieving your full potential, the lower that baseline ceiling upper limit gets. Because self-sabotage is one of the biggest poisons to your relationship with yourself that makes you lose self-trust, lack confidence, feel like a failure, or like you're not good enough. It is feeding your limitation instead of your abundant potential. Some examples of this. So, for example, let's say you're dieting, where you're crushing your nutrition and your workout plan all week, and then the weekend hits and you blow it all. Or you're in this yo-yo dieting cycle where you lose a ton of weight, but you put it right back on. Why does this happen? Well, because there was no internal shift in your identity to be a healthy person who just adopts healthy habits and can maintain a healthy physique and a healthy body. You're still struggling with all those internal beliefs internally. There was no identity shift behind those habits that you're changing, so they don't stick. Or let's take another example of an upper limit concept where in your relationships, you're constantly attracting douchebags, or you do attract the good guy, but then you create problems because you feel like he must be up to something if he's treating you this good. Like, there's no way there's someone this good. Why does that happen? Well, because you have this internal belief that you aren't worthy of that kind of love from a man. It's because of your internal beliefs, so you sabotage the relationship because you don't believe you're worthy of it. Or another example, last one, around money. We see this happen all the time for lottery winners who at one day have millions and millions and millions of dollars, the next day go completely bankrupt because being rich is not a part of their identity. Because they didn't feel like they were worthy of having that much money, that much wealth, that much abundance. So they weren't able to maintain it. Your external reality is always going to be a reflection of your internal belief systems, of your self-concept and of your identity. So how is this happening? How is the upper limit actually happening where are those bad habits like are coming from that are pulling you back down to this baseline? This is really where self-sabotage gets a pretty bad rap, right? And let's be honest, self-sabotage isn't great. I'll admit that. But it's defeating to make it out to be something that is, you know, around self-confidence issues or a lack of willpower or a form of self-hatred. This is where self-sabotage is really getting a bad rap. Instead, what self-sabotage is actually doing is it's meeting an unconscious need, a desire, or an emotion that you probably don't even know that you have. All of your self-sabotage, all of those bad habits, they are coming from your unconscious mind. They are coming from your shadows. The part of your psyche that are the emotions, the desires, the traits, the fears, the insecurities, the vulnerabilities, the impulses that you deem as unacceptable, undesirable, unworthy, the part of you that holds onto pain or shame or guilt from your past, that holds onto anger, that holds onto frustration, that feels like it's not good enough, that holds onto all of those inner limiting beliefs that feels unworthy. That's where your self-sabotage is coming from. Yet, we can see how it's exerting a really powerful influence on your identity, on your life, on your habits, on your external world, on your relationships, into your business, into your health. So every single one of your self-sabotaging habits can be rooted back to your limiting beliefs that are driving it, to the limiting beliefs that are stuck in your shadows. So I wanted to break down some of the examples of the common limiting beliefs that drive self-sabotage. The first one being irrational fears. So for example, you're afraid that if you fail, no one will love you. That's a very irrational fear. You know that you're still going to be loved even if you fail. You're afraid of what other people are going to think about you. Very irrational fear. You're afraid of the unknown. Your brain is constantly consumed with all of the what if worst case scenarios. Those are irrational fears, and those fears are holding you back from your full potential, are sabotaging you from taking the aligned action, the inspired action that you need to see growth and progress in your business, in your relationships, or whatever area of your life that it is. So irrational fears are the first form of learning beliefs that drive self-sabotage. The second are unconscious negative associations. So for example, if unconsciously you associate wealth with greed, success with burnout, confidence with bitchiness, then it's going to be really damn hard for you to experience wealth, success, and confidence, because subconsciously you're associating them with something that is negative. And our subconscious is going to protect us from experiencing those negative things, from being deemed as greedy, from experiencing burnout, from classifying yourself as a bitch. And so because we don't want to experience those negative things, well, then we don't get to experience the opposite side of the spectrum of the positive things, just because consciously we want them. We have a subconscious agenda that is holding us back from actually being able to have them, experience them. So those unconscious negative associations are going to sabotage you, are going to hold you back from getting to experience the life that you want. Limiting belief number three are false stories. So for example, you have this story that you're telling yourself that no one cares what you have to say, which is why you're not showing up on social media. Or you have this story that you're quote unquote not qualified enough, which is why you're feeling like an imposter inside of your business. Or you have this story that if you work more, then you'll be more successful. That's a huge common story that a lot of my clients face. Or you have a story that I'm not good enough because insert blank, whatever resonates for you. Those are all stories that probably have no proof or evidence to be true that you are telling yourself that are holding you back from the life that you want. So the false stories, the stories that you're telling yourself, are a huge limiting belief that is causing you to self-sabotage. And the last form of limiting belief that is causing you to self-sabotage is your self-concept, is what you do and don't identify with. So it's likely that you don't identify with being the kind of person who has or does the thing that you want. You want to have a multiple six-figure business, but do you identify as a CEO, as an influencer, as a creator, as an entrepreneur, as a wealthy woman? If you don't identify with these things, it's going to be really hard for you to get to that level. You want to have the dream body, but do you identify with someone who's healthy, who is disciplined, who is resilient? If you don't identify with those things, it's going to be really hard for you to be consistent with the habits that are needed and necessary in order to accomplish the dream body. So what do you identify with that no longer serves you? And what do you need to start identifying with in order to make it easier to take the aligned and inspired action consistently in order to see the results that you want in your life and break out of the self-sabotage that's keeping you stuck where you are? Your self-concept will literally create your entire reality, and I will preach that till the day that I hit my grave. Self-concept drives everything. Your beliefs as a whole drive all of your behaviors. These limiting beliefs are what drive self-sabotage. And usually they're driving self-sabotage in the form of a coping mechanism to either avoid, escape, or hide those shadows that you don't want to face within. These coping mechanisms are what becomes your habits that you do on autopilot, that you do on default mode, beneath the level of your awareness, completely subconsciously. Some call this, when you're in a self-sabotaging cycle, some call this being in a very reactive state, where you are acting from a place of emotional instinct instead of mindful reasoning. And for leaders specifically, being in a state of reactivity, it literally takes all of your power away, because now you're a victim to the circumstances of your external world, being reactive to them, instead of having the inner resilience, the emotional intelligence, the self-mastery to be able to control the way that you respond to things, to ensure that the way that you're responding is truly aligned with your desired outcome, with the future that you want to have. That instead of reacting in a way to soothe yourself in the moment, to get some type of like instant relief or instant gratification, comfort yourself or cope with what you are emotionally experiencing at the time that is ultimately sabotaging you, instead, you're able to respond from a place of your higher self, using logic, using reasoning, using values, and all of your acquired wisdom. So if you are stuck in self-sabotage, it really just means that you are in a state of reactivity where you are living your life on autopilot and on default mode, constantly playing out these quote-unquote coping mechanisms for something that's going on internally, for these internal subconscious limiting belief systems that are driving your life. And because your limiting beliefs are driving your life, you're remaining stuck exactly where you are, in the continuing to perform these habits that are holding you back, that aren't actually moving you forward. And I get how these habits and self-sabotage, they really do seem like the doom and gloom of your life. And, you know, in our culture today, I think it can be really easy to build up a bunch of shame around them. But the more shame that we're building around our self-sabotage or where we feel stuck or these coping mechanisms that we know aren't serving us, but we can't seem to stop doing or break out of, the shame is truly only digging you into a deeper hole and making it harder to change. The truth is, the reason that you self-sabotage is because those habits are actually serving you. Internally, there is a part of you that is benefiting from remaining stuck in your self-sabotaging cycles. There is some type of way that they are helping you cope with an inner wound, a limiting belief, or an unresolved emotion. How you procrastinate because it is a protection from the fear that you have of success or the unknown. How your perfectionism is trying to keep you safe from the judgment of others. How your unhealthy eating is your comfort for those suppressed, unresolved emotions. How your lack of trust with men that is causing all of your relationships to be toxic is really just protecting you from heartbreak. How you're avoiding networking with people to save yourself from the fear of rejection. These are all examples of how those sabotaging patterns like procrastination, perfectionism, unhealthy eating, lack of trust, avoidance, how they're all somehow benefiting you. So I want you to ask yourself, like right now, reflect. What are sneaky ways that you are benefiting from staying stuck exactly where you are? And when you can honestly identify this, that is when you begin to break out of the cycle. Like literally just identifying it and being self-aware is the first step to having some type of freedom, to taking back some form of control. Then secondary to identifying the benefit or the need that's being met through your self-sabotage is also identifying the limiting beliefs and fears that are driving it. What are you afraid of? What is the part that is afraid? What is the story that is holding you back? What wound is unhealed or emotion is unprocessed that needs some attention? And now, once we're aware of this, we can start using shadow work to really uncover what is going on internally that's causing your procrastination or your perfectionism or whatever it is. One of my favorite quotes by Brianna Weist, and this isn't the exact quote, but it goes something like this in her book, The Mountain is You, which is such a good book all about self-sabotage. If you haven't read it, highly recommend. But one of my favorite quotes that she says inside of that book is, healing self-sabotage is not about mastering the problem, but it's about mastering yourself. And mastering yourself can only be done by going deeper into your psyche to truly understand what is going on beneath the surface and reconnecting with these parts of yourself that are hidden within, reconnecting with these shadows. Through this shadow work, you're going to be able to completely reinvent yourself with new beliefs. And because you have new beliefs, consequently, new aligned behaviors, new aligned habits. You will truly be able to get out of the state of living reactively to your environment. You'll stop recreating your past over and over and over again into your future. And you'll be able to gain the skills of emotional intelligence, inner authority and resilience, be able to show up as a more embodied leader. You will shift your identity into that of your 1% woman self, where you're consistently showing up for your future. Contrary to what we're taught, that quote-unquote self-discipline and willpower would break you out of your self-sabotage. Like, no, that is not what you need. You actually need a lot more self-compassion, especially for those parts of yourself that need healing, that are right now using unhealthy coping mechanisms. It's actually focusing a lot more on your identity, actually showing up as who you truly say that you are. Are you really who you say that you are? I believe that identity breeds discipline in a much healthier way when you can start identifying with the entrepreneur, with the business owner, with the healthy woman, with the fit woman, with the whatever identity that you're looking to step into or whatever habit that you're looking to form. Make that a part of your identity, and that makes discipline that much easier and that much more sustainable and that much more fulfilling. Breaking self-sabotage is actually a lot more about giving yourself permission with your emotions so that you can control them instead of letting them control you. Literally training your mind and creating detachment from your emotions so that you can use logic and wisdom and reasoning so that you can act from the place of your future self instead of from a place of needing instant numbing or avoidance or escapism or coping from whatever you're feeling right then and there. Instead, you give yourself permission to feel, and because of that, you are the one in control. Breaking self-sabotage is actually getting to the root of the fear and limiting beliefs so you can stop living from your past and creating empowering reframes that build momentum for you moving forward, which we're going to do on my brand new challenge called Clear Fear that I would absolutely love for you to be a part of. It's going to be a 14-day challenge that starts on April 17th. We're going to kick off the challenge on April 17th with a live coaching call where we are going to clear this fear. We are literally, this challenge is completely designed to break you out of self-sabotage because number one, it's going to start with this live coaching call that is going to go deep with you and do the subconscious reprogramming work to clear the fear, to reframe these limiting beliefs that are currently holding you back, and also create an aligned action plan for you to take moving forward to shift the identity, to step into the next level version of yourself, and to make whatever change it is in your life that you're really struggling to do on your own, to really help you get out of your own way. So that's why it is a challenge. It is a 14-day challenge because I want to support you. I want to hold you accountable. I want to coach you through this. That isn't just, you know, a free one-time coaching call or masterclass or webinar. Like, I wanted to do something that was a little bit more intimate and more of an experience where you could actually feel what it felt like to get support with breaking out of old patterns and forming and creating new ones. So that's what this challenge is all about. It's called Clear Fear. It's about facing that number one core fear that is holding you back from the next level inside of your business. If you want to join, the link is going to be down below in the show notes. I would absolutely love to support you through this. And I'm so incredibly excited for the community that we are going to create of other 1% women who are constantly facing their fears, constantly stepping outside of our comfort zone, constantly doing things that scare them because they know that it's what's going to breed their next level of success, of love, of happiness, and getting that much closer to fulfilling your full potential. So I'm just really, really, really excited for this challenge. Again, the link is going to be in show notes below. If you have any questions about it, please head over to my Instagram. You can shoot me a DM. I will send you over more details and information, but it's designed to help you break out of your self-sabotage through and through with the support. So I'm really excited for it. But last but not least, I think the most important thing when it comes to breaking out of self-sabotage is doing your inner work. Doing your inner work so that you can build the resilience to navigate everyday challenges with ease. Build your self-trust. Remain in your personal power regardless of these external triggers that cause you to remain in this reactive state that keeps you stuck in old patterns. When you learn how to break out of your own self-sabotage, you will change your life. Literally. Like, there's no other way. It is walking away from the old and stepping into the new. It's choosing better over familiar. It's expanding what you're able to hold. Able to hold more success and love and happiness. Increasing that upper limit. Breaking through that current success ceiling that's keeping you feeling stuck. It is bringing you closer to your potential. So, my love, this is your sign to get out of your own way. To make the changes that you have been looking to make. So that you can look back on this chapter of your life and realize that the only thing that you really had to give up was a life that was not meant for the 1% woman that you knew that you were meant to be. So what are you letting go of now? What are you stepping into now? I would love to hear it and I would love to support you through it in the free challenge. So just head to the show notes below. Love for you guys to register. Thank you guys so much for tuning into today's episode. I hope that it was inspiring and helpful for you. If it was, I would really appreciate it if you could leave it a 5-star review, comment below, share this with someone that you know needs to hear it, you know needs the little kick in the butt, or that you would love for you to join you inside of this challenge. The more the merrier. I'm really, really excited. Again, to create this community, as I mentioned. So yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning in and listening, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye, guys.